So we talked in the last segment of the program here on the Barrett Brief about the cult of COVID-19 and how it's really ramping up. Not the cases, because any graph they'll show you is that cases are going down. Not the fact that we're being, I'm going to put in quotes, vaccinated, quote unquote. And the fact, is it not the scariest thing and the saddest thing? I don't know about you, my friend, my dear listener. When I see a pregnant woman getting vaccine, oh man, does my heart sink every time I see one of those? Absolutely. Not the fact that we're getting chipped and vaccined like a bunch of puppies, right? What's the first thing they do to your dog? They give them all their shots and give them a chip. Get real close to that. We're all getting vaccinated, and yet the Fauci, right? Hey, I'm Anthony Fauci. Hey. Because I smoke 15 cigarettes a day. Hey. He's saying, you still can't go outside. You stay in the pod and eat the bugs. Even the people in the news are going, you can't keep telling people that. You can't keep telling people that. But they're going to double down, triple down. And the imagery will become, watch, it's going to be very gentle. It's going to be very compassionate. Oh, we have candles for the 500,000 people. Oh, the memorial. When that doesn't work, I'm just throwing stuff out there. He's either the new, he acts like the Fonz. Because he's so not cool, that's what he thinks Fonzie is. He thinks Fonzie's a cool guy. And he's old. You're old! Look at you, you're old! But it will turn to more aggressive imagery once people don't get on board. And that's just how it's going to go. It's one of these things that they'll try the carrot, then they'll go with the stick. Now, I think you people are missing the point. Yes, Fauci's always been a nerd. Fauci's always been a nerd that nobody likes. So now that he's getting his, it's not 15 minutes anymore, it's got to be 20 minutes of fame, he thinks acting like the Fonz is going to make him cool. Come on, keep up. Grab some Steven Seagal lightning bolt and hop in. We're going on it, boys. And ladies who are joining me here in the brief. But that's obvious to what is happening. All right, let's look at some other headlines. Let's break down what else we're going to be talking about. Daniel Savake is going to join me. Top of the second hour. We're going to be talking about that. I am very interested in talking about this story, which is why I'm going to talk about it. Not really a great way to intro it. But there is this identity crisis in the Republican Party. And it was easy to just say, oh, we're Trump Republicans or we're Trumpism or MAGA. What the hell does that even mean? It was easy just to point at Trump. We follow that guy. Even though Trump, on a lot of issues, was not great and kind of went back and forth because he was trying to be a people pleaser. That's what a businessman does, try to get the biggest audience possible. Nothing bad about that in a business sense. The bigger the market, the more money you make. Marketing 101. You're welcome. But we're seeing the effects of that now. Now we have all these people, these former libs, right, who can't, the walk away movement people are now, quote unquote, Republicans or conservatives now. That we're sitting here, old school people that have what you would say are conservative values, anti-war, pro-life, pro-natural law. Anti-war, all of these things. Ron Paul, Rand Paul type, not libertarian, although some would say it is, but the root of conservatism. Now we're in the same room with people that are like Jack Murphy. Some of you guys may know him because he's on Tim Pool's show every like 3 weeks. And he wrote a book called From Democrat to Deplorable. And he's an Irish Catholic and all this other stuff. Loves gay marriage. Big supporter of gay marriage. Big supporter of all these things. Yet he's a Trump Republican. And so this article, we'll talk about this bottom of the second hour, from American Greatness. Is Barstool conservatism the future? Dave Portnoy, Barstool Sports, is apparently a new wave of Republicanism. Well, I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to be a part. I voted for Trump because Trump was better than what we have now. And I like the guy. You know, Melania is an amazing wife to him. They got a great family. So I liked all of that. But the open, and the GOP has always been so desperate to have the big tent. We have such a big tent. We have all these people. Well, now you have them. What are you going to do? That's, yes, somebody's very true. Barstool Sports and Dave Portnoy, they're not conservative. That is the point. They're trying to redefine what conservatism is. And Trump can, I don't want to say, I mean, you can lay the blame of that at his feet. Because he's like, I don't care. Gays for Trump, lesbians for Trump. Oh, look at your transgender, that's great. I don't like you, but you're beautiful. I mean, not really. I mean, I don't like you. Beautiful, but not. Yeah, Barstool's from Massachusetts. That's not exactly the beacon of conservatism. But there's this really interesting article talking about where does the Trumpism movement go? Not the Republican. Who cares? That's Mitch McConnell and all those idiots. And Ted Cruz. That's right. Cruising to the Republican Party. Yeah, nobody likes you. Get out of here. So it's going to be a good conversation to talk about. Because it's only reinforcing what value, what idea that we need to disassociate ourselves from federal politics. The Overton window has been shifted. Conservatism is no longer George Bush conservatism. Although his bombing of every, and that's also a part of the good thing. Bombing every brown person they could find. But we are not, when I say I have nothing in common with people in liberal states most of the time, I can say that for a lot of Republicans too. I don't share common cause with you. You voted for Trump. That doesn't make you a conservative. And these walk away types have now infiltrated the party. And I think I talked to Magda Monroe about this. I'll get her back on. About these new conservatives that were like, I was a Democrat 3 weeks ago, but I don't like them anymore because they're like stupid and stuff. So I'm like a conservative. Follow me on Twitter and subscribe to my podcast. Oh, okay, good. So, and once again, conservatives being a bunch of losers that we are, we'll follow anybody that comes to our side. But it's, where does it go? Very simple. We don't. We separate. We separate and we form our own unions, or we form our own places. We withdraw and we set up our kingdoms. That's the word. Just go for it. However that may be. But nobody has any idea what they're doing at the federal level. So let them all just fight over the same things. So that's going to be a good article to read. There's this, let's see, in from redstate.com. I was talking about this in real time. I couldn't get a good handle on it because it was going back and forth. Jeff Charles, who I'm not a big fan of, but he writes a pretty good article here. Law enforcement confirms what we already knew about the Capitol riots and obliterates the Democratic narrative. Why am I taking time on my show to read it? Because nobody else is going to talk about it. Nobody else is going to talk about the fact that the riots were completely set up. Was a complete setup, and now it's being used to crush us. Much like many other events in U.S. history that seem to be game changers. Upon further review, you look at them and go, wait a second. This wasn't organic. It was pre-planned. Yep. We'll talk about that. And then finally, looks like Jeep. Yeah. Jeep is now in trouble. Not in trouble, but they have legal issues. Honestly, this just sounds like digging for a paycheck. And this is at the Angle Crusader blog. The Cherokee Nation's principal chief does not think Jeep, G-E-E-P, should use tribe's name for its vehicles. What's going to happen here is Jeep's going to give them a settlement. That's what he's looking for. That's exactly what's going to go on there. Cultural appropriation, yada, yada, yada. Who cares? I don't care. I don't think you care either. And honestly, I don't think most Native Americans care. Simply because they need money anyway. Because if you've ever seen or read about what goes on an Indian reservation that doesn't have a casino, those places are absolutely broke. There's no infrastructure there. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad how they are. So they're just looking for another way for another, what they say is a revenue stream. Because if you were insulted, they've been running Jeep Cherokees for like 25 years. So why now? That's always the question you always have to ask. Why now? Why are we bringing this up now?